everyone.
Let's get dangerous.
Who are you talking to?
No one. Your mama. Shut up. Take your pick.
It's Jake Silly.
He's opening our minds to new ideas. Kill him.
You just made the list.
Oh, wait, you're serious? Let me laugh even harder.
It's all in fantasy. Tales of the Ranks.
Sure, we talk about it all the time.
Really?
No. Burn.
Game on, you ducks. It is the Week 12 wrap-up, and as a reminder, you can also catch this over at SiriusXM in a longer two-hour form with the FTN show, and everything on FTN and the tools and everything. So, let's jump into it. I don't usually talk about the Thursday night football game. You've had a lot of time to digest it, but just in case, because a lot of people were concerned about the weather, which didn't show up until late in the game, but thinking that it might have affected some of the outputs. George Pickens, really the big one there. Look, it was a miscommunication actually on that touchdown. Probably would have happened the same way most any other week. It wasn't really so much weather related. Of course, the touchdown after that did not go to him. It went to Calvin Austin, but that's what happens. But the running backs, as we know, Arthur Smith continues to split there. And on the Cleveland side of things, slight uptick for Nick Chubb. He did get the two touchdowns, but there's still a lot of Jerome Ford use. Judy is rolling for this team. Cedric Tillman concussed in a bad spot. And not a great spot for them to try to rebound, or so much actually Cedric Tillman to rebound, at Denver for Monday Night Football this upcoming week. Vikings on to the Sunday slate. Vikings at Bears, Aaron Jones and TJ Hockenson back to like their full use, as in Aaron Jones pushed aside Cam Akers in this one, and TJ Hockenson getting close to that full routes run. So it's good to see that, especially if you've been waiting for him at tight end on the Bears side. Roschon Johnson actually had a little bit of a downtick with the coaching staff change. A little bit of usage in the goal line, but also saw a decrease in the short yards. So watch that going forward, as Swift did a tough schedule and was saying to sell high on DeAndre Swift, but might have a case where Roschon Johnson goes from being flex running back to more of just a high-end backup if something happens to Swift now. Keenan Allen, the best game since week 12 of last year. I still like Odunze, who still saw some heavy use here. I actually will continue to compare this to DJ Moore. Is DK Metcalf, but not like DK Metcalf, obviously stylistically, but as in the guy who has the big play, big upside, the one, but will have some inconsistencies. And Lockett and JSN are Odunze and Keenan Allen. I think Odunze is more on the side of JSN with the higher ceiling. I would expect this to be the best game for the rest of the season for Keenan Allen. Lions at Colts. Make sure you watch. David Montgomery was hurt in this game, didn't come back, so you have to watch that for the upcoming week. Sam Laporta, I know people are going to look at the box score and be like, yeah, he failed me again, but ran a ton of routes and actually missed a play that he should have caught. And it would have had to break a tackle there, but he probably could have scored that one as well, so it could have been a much better day. On the Colts side, like, speaking of getting hurt, like, every single one of their wide receivers got hurt, question mark. Like, everybody at some point got banged up. Also, heading into this game, some issues, so have to watch the entire Colts wide receiver room heading into Week 13. Patriots at Dolphins, Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson are back to a split, which, if he stays in a split, Stevenson's value is killed. The only thing surviving his value was the clear bell cow workload. On the Dolphins side, like I said, he was boom or bust at this point of his career, but Jalen Waddle not only boomed, his best game since 2022, mid-season 2022, everybody. So, again, similar to Keenan Allen, wouldn't expect a repeat performance, but at least a little bit of hope for Jalen Waddle to be back into the wide receiver 3 conversation, but I'm not putting him back inside the wide receiver 2 just yet. Buccaneers at Giants. I know people are being like, Jake, why do you keep recommending Jaylen McMillan? Well, here's why. And I say to stash, not to necessarily start yet. But he ran the most wide receiver routes, even with Mike Evans back. It's just one, but it's telling in the fact that he played that secondary role with Mike Evans. I expect things to happen going forward. I think this, if you watch, was two things. Is Baker Mayfield didn't need to throw a ton because the Giants stink. But also, two, you can see that the connection wasn't 100% there. Somebody to definitely stash that could potentially pop up late in the playoffs. Good schedule for the Buccaneers. Year. Speaking of schedules, the Giants continue to have one of the best for running backs and wide receivers coming up, but Tyrone Tracy ended up in a timeshare. Is this because the team is tank mode and thinking of next year and evaluating everybody, which would seem weird because it seems Tracy should be the guy? Was it game script? Was it the fumble? I don't know. Still a really good schedule going forward, but RB2 with more risk if this is going to continue to be an issue, of course, also compounded by the fact that DeVito's at quarterback. Cowboys at Commanders. Look, the Cowboys don't have to spend a lot of time here. CeeDee Lamb and maybe Rico Dowdle, because of similar to Ramondre Stevenson, is the bell cow work is there for him. But similar to Stevenson, if one week that happens to change, you might have a terrible performance on your hands. Commanders, big, big deal here to watch. Brian Robinson hurt. Austin Ekeler hurt. Austin Ekeler concussion on the kick return. Wouldn't expect him to come back this week. We've seen, might be surprised, but also it's a bad matchup with the Titans. Then they have their bye, which is why I also don't think that Ekeler necessarily returns with the bye coming out next week. And then they come back for the Saints. So that's good, but not good for the next 2 weeks. If you're trying to get in the playoffs and your trade deadline hasn't passed, you might have to sell low on either or both to make sure you have somebody in your lineup for the next 2 weeks. Chiefs at Panthers, DeAndre Hopkins, touchdown. Kind of masks the situation that's not as happy as the touchdown should make you, because there was a full rotation of wide receivers, which makes Hopkins go from, hey, maybe there's still a little hope here after that big game and two quiet ones, but more so now that wide receiver four as in the top option, question mark, in this team. Panthers side, Jonathan Brooks' debut was just 5 snaps. Hubbard saved his day against the tough Chiefs defense and found the end zone, so that's really good. I would say Xavier Leggett is the only trusted wide receiver. Moore had more targets and more routes than Adam Thielen. Actually, 20 more routes than Thielen, but this is Thielen's first game back, and kind of expect that to change. Titans at Texans. Tony Pollard, potential sell high, because Tony Pollard gets 80, 90% of the work. Had a huge day because the backfield was his, but it sounds like Tajay Spears should be back, which we know what they're going to do. 60-40 split when that happens. So if your trade deadline has not hit and you need help elsewhere, Tony Pollard's a good one to sell. On the Texans side, I'm not sure I would buy low on Joe Mixon, because for a while there, it was sell high, and it was sell high if you get top five value. If you didn't, obviously you can't now, and I don't know if I would buy low, because yes, it was a bad game plan, and yes, the matchup, again, the Titans are a tough matchup, but you have the week 14 bye, and part of the reason Mixon was a sell high earlier this year was because they get the Dolphins, more so Chiefs and Ravens for the final 2 weeks of your playoffs, so it's not a good finish for a running back. Broncos at Raiders, the Broncos running back sink, that's why I keep continuing to sing, don't go chasing Broncos running backs. Look, this is the epitome. Worst place. Do not start any of them unless you absolutely have to. I know Javonte Williams was in the 20s, but this is also 6 teams on a bye, and I did not want to start any. Hopefully you did not need to start anybody, because just don't even waste your time going forward. Just keep it simple. Knicks and Sutton are the fun ones. At times, even Velly. But you also have the Colts, Chargers, and Bengals in the playoffs. So the Chargers one, semi-concerning, but the Colts and Bengals are nice to see. On the Raiders side, speaking of not chasing things, looks like Dylan Laube was not a thing, as Sincere McCormick was the number two. Abdullah got the touchdown. I'm still not putting any faith, even if somehow Zamir White and Alexander Mattison were out next week. But of anything, it's going to be a committee, and it's just another Broncos backfield situation. I'm not chasing anybody here. I'm also not chasing Trey Tucker, just because this is a down game from Brock Bowers, just something that they exposed this week where their opportunities were, and wouldn't count on him. If you're in your fantasy playoffs and you're trusting Trey Tucker, you're in a 16-team league. Let's put it that way. 49ers at Packers. Yes, bad news. We knew this was a potential big concern with no Brock Purdy, and it was. Jennings, the good news, still the number one. Deebo Samuel, I'd say concerning whether or not it's Brock Purdy. They have already said it sounds like Purdy could be back for week 13, but if not, Jennings is going to be a wide receiver 3. Saw Christian McCaffrey had a tough day, more so because Trent Williams was out. I don't know if you saw, I tweeted that before the game before the game in the afternoon when they announced it, but Trent Williams is basically going from like Christian McCaffrey to a backup running back, like not even their backup running backs, but Christian McCaffrey is somebody like, put it this way, it's a really big deal to go with and without Trent Williams. You have one of the best rushing teams in the league with him, and then one of the worst, whether or not it's Christian McCaffrey or anybody in that backfield. So that's important to watch as well, not just Brock Purdy. On the Packers side, Romeo Doubs had a hand injury. You need to watch for him. If he's out, that's actually would help for us to get some clarity. Christian Watson for a bounce back game. Jaden Reed would clearly still be the number one, and maybe Dontavian Wicks is a flyer against the Dolphins. Again, if this is a concussion for Doubs, Thursday night, so there's no chance that he's playing in that game. But the Thursday game would make the opportunity for him, that being Dontavian Wicks, if you need an option. Cardinals at Seahawks. So much for that shootout. Now, this is just what can happen any given day. And he could, like, the defenses look better than anybody else. And these are not two great defenses. They're middle of the road defenses. Look, bounce back, hopefully. Arizona goes to the Vikings, and you can pass against them. And then the Seahawks head to the Jets, where you can run against them, and their pass defense has been shaky. They'll be coming out of that game looking, I don't even know what they're looking for. Maybe no Aaron Rodgers, so who the hell knows on that end. But hopefully you had a better Week 12 than some of these teams, like the Seahawks and Cardinals. And we'll be back for the waiver show with a special guest. As always,
sneak preview is Laquan Jones. Again, he did really good last time. So tune in. Okay, bye.